trying to decide if his soil was good for growing a particular kind of crop, he might take a little bit of the dirt and bottle it up and send it off to the agricultural.
Have it analyzed.
Uh-huh. And so you'd say he sent a soil
sample.
If you were talking to the little girls and you liked the dresses that they were wearing, those dresses they had on the picture from Easter, how would you describe the dresses? They were real
pretty. Swamp, but we really don't have.
If it were, have you ever been along the ocean where there was a place like that?
Yeah.
What do they call those areas?
Well, there's some down there that they call canals, and then there's some they call marshland, and some they call swamp. They weren't home. No one was there.
All right. If you know that she's in the kitchen, then you'd say about the living room, you'd say she's
in the kitchen.
But she's not
in the living room.
Someone in town, instead of saying I met him, you might say I
saw him.
You might say I just sort of, I was walking down the street and there it came, I just sort of
glanced.
Saw somebody in town, you might say I ran.
Catch up with them.
If something's very common, you might say, you know, some plant that grows in your yard, your sister's yard. You might say, I've seen that.
Many times.
It grows just
plentiful, everywhere.
When you're asking about everything that somebody has in their cupboard, you might ask them,
what's this?
About everything that's in there.
What is all of this?
Would you ever say, what all?
What all is in here? What all is this?
You'd say that?
Mm-hmm.
Comparing your two sons, you'd say Delbert is not as what as Gary. He's not as
tall.
And compared to yourself, you'd say
I'm not as tall as they are. They're a lot shorter than they are. I have told people that.